6. The Local Universe, Creative Spirits. Much that pertains to the nature and function of the local universe creative spirits properly belongs to the narrative of their association with the Creator's sons in the organization and management of the local creations. But there are many features of the pre-local universe experiences of these marvelous beings which may be narrated as a part of this discussion of the seven supreme spirit groups. We are conversant with 6 phases of the career of a local universe mother spirit, and we speculate much concerning the probability of a 7th stage of activity. These different stages of existence are 1. Initial paradise differentiation. When a creator son is personalized by the joint action of the universal father and the eternal son, simultaneously there occurs in the person of the infinite spirit what is known as the supreme reaction of complement. We do not comprehend the nature of this reaction, but we understand that it designates an inherent modification of those personalizable possibilities which are embraced within the creative potential of the conjoint creator. The birth of a coordinate creator son signalizes the birth within the person of the infinite spirit of the potential of the future local universe consort of this paradise son. We are not cognizant of this new pre-personal identification of entity, but we know that this fact finds place on the paradise records of the career of such a creator son. 2. Preliminary creatorship training. During the long period of the preliminary training of a Michael son in the organization and administration of universes, his future consort undergoes further development of entity and becomes group conscious of destiny. We do not know, but we suspect that such a group-conscious entity becomes space-cognizant and begins that preliminary training requisite to the acquirement of spirit skill in her future work of collaboration with the complemental Michael in universe creation and administration. 3. The stage of physical creation. At the time the creatorship charge is administered to a Michael son by the Eternal Son, the master spirit who directs the super-universe to which this new creator son is destined gives expression to the prayer of identification in the presence of the infinite spirit, and for the first time the entity of the subsequent creative spirit appears as differentiated from the person of the infinite spirit. And proceeding directly to the person of the petitioning master spirit, this entity is immediately lost to our recognition, becoming apparently a part of the person of this master spirit. The newly identified creative spirit remains with the master spirit until the moment of the departure of the creator son for the adventure of space, whereupon the master spirit commits the new spirit consort to the keeping of the creator son, at the same time administering to the spirit consort the charge of eternal fidelity and unending loyalty. And then occurs one of the most profoundly touching episodes which ever take place on paradise. The Universal Father speaks in acknowledgment of the eternal union of the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit, and in confirmation of the bestowal of certain joint powers of administration by the Master Spirit of Superuniverse jurisdiction. The Father-united Creator Son and Creative Spirit then go forth on their adventure of universe creation, and they work together in this form of association throughout the long and arduous period of the material organization of their universe. 4. The Life Creation Era. Upon the declaration of intention to create life by the Creator Son, there ensue on Paradise the personalization ceremonies, participated in by the 7 Master Spirits, and personally experienced by the supervising Master Spirit. This is a Paradise deity contribution to the individuality of the spirit consort of the Creator Son, and becomes manifest to the universe in the phenomenon of the primary eruption in the person of the Infinite Spirit. Simultaneously with this phenomenon on Paradise, the heretofore impersonal spirit consort of the Creator Son becomes, to all practical intents and purposes, a bona fide person. Henceforth and forevermore, this same local universe mother spirit will be regarded as a person and will maintain personal relations with all the personality hosts of the ensuing life creation. 5. The post-bestowal ages. Another great change occurs in the never-ending career of a creative spirit when the Creator Son returns to Universe Headquarters after the completion of his seventh bestowal and subsequent to his acquirement of full universe sovereignty. On that occasion, before the assembled administrators of the universe, the triumphant Creator Son elevates the Universe Mother Spirit to co-sovereignty and acknowledges the Spirit Consort as his equal. 6. The Ages of Light and Life. Upon the establishment of the Era of Light and Life, the local universe co-sovereign enters upon the sixth phase of a creative spirit's career. But we may not portray the nature of this great experience. Such things pertain to a future stage of evolution in Nevadon. 7. The Unrevealed Career. We know of these six phases of the career of a local universe mother spirit. It is inevitable that we should ask, is there a seventh career? We are mindful that, when finaliters attain what appears to be their final destiny of mortal ascension, they are of record as entering upon the career of sixth-stage spirits. We conjecture that there awaits the finaliters still another and unrevealed career in universe assignment. It is only to be expected that we would likewise regard the universe mother spirits as having ahead of them some undisclosed career which will constitute their seventh phase of personal experience in universe service and loyal cooperation with the order of the Creator Michaels.